Welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly system in Ableton Live 12 for a proper DJ intro, with that chopped vinyl character that screams jungle and old-school drum and bass. And I mean a DJ intro as in something that's actually useful for mixing, not just here's 8 bars of vibes. We want clean phrase points, low-end control, and little bits of sampled record personality that make it feel like it came from a crate, not from a pristine modern timeline. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow you can reuse on every tune, source sample to slices, slices to a gritty effects chain, then we print it to audio like a sampler, chop again if we want, and arrange it into a 16 or 32 bar intro that a DJ can mix without fighting it. Alright, step 0, set up like DNB, set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 175, if you're not sure, pick 170 BPM, turn on the metronome for a minute, and set your grid to 1/8 notes. That grid choice makes chopping and placing little hits way faster for this style. Now decide your intro length. 16 bars is fast and DJ friendly. 32 bars is the classic proper intro, especially for old school vibes where you want that slow build of tension and texture. Quick DJ mindset check before we touch any sound. The first 8 bars should be bass light. Think low mids and highs, atmosphere, crackle, stabs, but no big sub information, because the outgoing track already has a bassline. Your intro's job is to give space. Cool. Step 1. Pick your vinyl source. This is the sound that's going to sell the illusion. You want something that feels like it was lifted from a record. A jazz chord, a soul stab, a tiny vocal phrase, movie dialogue, strings, ambient pad. Even a little bounced snippet from your own project can work if you treat it right. Create an auto track and name it Vinyl Source. Drag your sample in. In clip view, turn warp on. For mixed material like vocals plus instruments, choose complex. If it's more like a steady loop texture, try beats mode. And do yourself a favor. Add tiny fade-ins and fade-outs on the clip. Not big fades, just enough to avoid clicks. Now step 2, make the chop instrument with simpler and slice mode. Here's the key concept. Old-school jungle chop character often comes from triggering slices, not from perfect modern time stretch. We want it to feel like fingers on pads. Quick cuts. A bit of roughness. Right-click your audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For Slice By, start with Transient. If Ableton slices it weirdly, switch to grid slicing, like 1/8 or 1/16 notes. Either is fine. 1/8 notes are usually easier at first. Now open Simpler on that new MIDI track. Make sure it's in Slice mode. Set Playback to trigger for that classic stab feel. Turn Snap on, and try Gate on if you want tighter, shorter chops that don't ring out forever. If it sounds a little too clean at this stage, perfect. The dirt comes next. Step 3. Program a classic chopped intro motif. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip on the slice track. 4 bars is long enough to feel like a phrase, but short enough to loop and build. Here's a simple Pirate Radio style pattern you can copy as a starting point. Bar 1. 1 stab right on beat 1. Bar 2. 2 stabs, 1 on beat 2, and 1 on end of 2, so it feels like a quick double. Bar 3. A little answer hit somewhere around beat 3. Bar 4. Leave space. Seriously, let the echoes and the texture do the talking. And now the secret weapon for groove, don't quantize it to death. If it feels stiff, nod 1 or 2 hits slightly late, like, barely, or use the groove pool with a subtle swing. Subtle is the word. If you overdo swing on these chopped stabs, it can start to feel goofy instead of dangerous. Roll for DJ intros, space is power. You are not trying to prove you can fit 64 edits into a bar. You're trying to create tension and clarity. Now step 4. Build your chopped vinyl effects chain, using only stock devices. On the slice MIDI track, put the devices in this order. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%, so it has a little character when it moves. Then add gentle modulation. Turn on the LFO. Set the amount around 5 to 10%, and set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. The goal is slight tone wobble, not seasickness. Next, saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. If you want extra bite, try the analog clip mode. This is where the stab starts feeling like it's been through hardware. Next, redux. And this one is spicy, so go gentle. Downsample around 1.10 to 1.40. Bit reduction at 0 or 1. Just a tiny touch. Think SB-ish edge, not video game destruction. Then echo for dub space. Choose a time like dotted 1/8 or 1/4 note. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Inside echo, high pass around 2 to 400 Hz so the low end doesn't smear, and low pass around 4 to 7K to keep it dark, dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. We're seasoning, not drowning. Then reverb, short and dark, small or medium size, decay maybe 1 to 2.5 seconds. Low cut at least 250 to 500, high cut 5 to 8K, dry slash wet 8 to 15%. Teacher note here, this chain works for jungle because it mimics what happens when a sound has already been recorded, pressed, and resampled. You're basically printing history onto the sound. Alright. Step 5. Vinyl noise and turntable life. Create a new audio track named Vinyl Noise. Drop in a vinyl crackle sample if you have one. If you don't, you can even record room tone and filter it. Not ideal, but it can work in a pinch. Put EQ 8 first. High pass it around 150 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't add rumble. If it's harsh, tip a bit around 2 to 4K. Then an auto filter for very gentle movement. LFO amount like 3 to 5%. Then utility. Widen it a bit, maybe 120 to 160%, so it feels airy. And set the gain low. Vinyl noise should be felt more than heard. If you instantly notice it, it's probably too loud. Now automate the vinyl noise volume, so it rises over the first 8 to 16 bars. That creates the needle dropping in vibe. Extra upgrade, if you want movement without drawing automation, put a gate on the vinyl noise track and sidechain it from your chop track. Set it so the crackle ducks slightly when the stabs hit, then reappears in the gaps. That makes the intro breathe. Step 6. Print it like a sampler. This is where it starts sounding real. Make a new audio track called Print / Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 4 to 8 bars while your chop loop plays. You're printing the timing, the FX, and the little imperfections all together, like you're committing it onto tape or into an old sampler. Once you've recorded it, you've got options. Option 1. Take that printed audio and slice it again to a new MIDI track. That gives you second-generation chops, which often sound more authentic, because the transients get a little rounded and the effects become part of the slice. Option 2. Keep it as audio and cut it directly in arrangement view. That's very DJ edit friendly, because you can mute, chop, reverse, and fade exactly where you want. And quick tip that will save you from pain. Whenever you cut audio into small pieces, add tiny fades on the clip edges, 1 to 5 milliseconds. It keeps the chopped feel but avoids those nasty digital ticks. Now step 7. Arrange it into a DJ-friendly intro, 16 or 32 bars. Let's map a reliable 32-bar structure, because once you understand that, shortening to 16 is easy. Bars 1 to 8, clean mix in. This is mainly vinyl noise, maybe a filtered texture, and extremely sparse chops. Like one stab every 2 bars. Keep it thin, no sub. If you want an extra safety check, put an EQ 8 on an intro bus and high pass the whole intro around 80 to 120 Hz. That way the drop feels massive and the DJ has clean bass from the outgoing tune. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the motif. Now your chopped phrase becomes more present. You can keep the same 4-bar loop but bring it up in volume or open the filter slightly. This is also a great spot for one echo throw. Automate echo dry slash wet up just on the last stab of bar 12 or 16, then bring it back down. Bars 17 to 24, tension. Automate the auto filter cutoff to open gradually. Add a reverse cymbal or a small riser if you want, but in old school jungle, micro events often work better than huge cinematic builds. Every 4 bars, one little punctuation, a reverse breath, a short crash tail, a tiny vocal shard. Keep it tasteful. Bars 25 to 32, the pre-drop marker. This is the communication zone. You're telling the listener and the DJ, drums are about to land. Classic move, a short mute at the start of bar 31 or a one-beat silence somewhere in bar 32. Or do an air vacuum trick, close a low pass fast in the last bar, then hard cut into the drop. Instant impact. Now, a huge coach note, use anchor hits to keep phrasing obvious. Even if your chops are messy and cool, place one consistent stab on the first beat of every 8 bars. Bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25. That one signpost makes DJs feel safe, and it makes the whole intro feel intentional. Also, one knob equals one story. As a beginner, don't automate everything. Pick one main narrative, like the filter opening or the noise rising or echo throws increasing. Too many moving parts turns into confusion fast. Step 8. Add one or two classic jungle edit punctuations. Option A. Tape stop feel. A simple way is on your printed audio. Turn warp off on the printed clip. Then automate transpose down quickly right before the drop. Keep it short. You just want that whoa moment. not a long cartoon slowdown. Option B, reverse hit, duplicate an audio chop, reverse it, fade it in, and slam into the next bar. Works every time. Option C, one rave stab call out. Pick one bright stab, high pass it so it doesn't fight the mix, hit it once near bar 16 or 24, and drench it with echo. One time only. That's how you make it feel like a classic record, not like you're spamming the same trick. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't put too much sub in the intro. The DJ needs the low end of the outgoing track. Don't overwarp everything. Heavy warping can sound modern and stretchy. For grit, resample and slice. Don't drown it in reverb. Jungle intros can be vibey, but they're often tighter than people think. Dark and controlled wins. Don't make the chops too busy. Your intro is not the drop. Face creates hype. And don't forget clean phrasing. If it doesn't land cleanly on 8, 16, or 32 bars, it becomes harder to mix. Now a quick practice routine you can do in 20 minutes.